Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Okay. Simin Chav Membeis Zivav. So Shnayim Sheyoshven Al HaShulchan. Two people sitting by a table. Now, it doesn't mean on the table. It means at the table. Afilu Kol Echad Ka'ara Shalai Lefanav. Even if each one has its own plate. Ay B'minei Peres Sheyesh L'Kol Echad Chalka Lefanav. Or fruit. Each one has their own chelek. Mikomokam HaGadol Paishit Yodei Tchila. You got to let the... Meaning... It's understandable if you're sharing a plate, so you pass it along. So Avada, the gadol gets it first, right? For sure. But here, it's even when everybody has their own individual plate, you wait until the gadol starts eating, right? And if you start, he's sending out your hand, and you start eating before the gadol, that means you look like you're a glutton. Zayin shnayim shaykhum b'toy kara achas. Let's say two people are sharing a plate. V'hifzik echem ilachol k'day lishtois. Lastly, says the davar katan. Let's say the person stops eating, meaning you're sharing a plate of sushi, let's say. And then one stops to answer some texts. So the proper thing to do is derech eretzu shagam hasheni yamtim alav. Stop eating. Wait for your plate mate, I guess, to start eating, and then you could start. Avalim heima shloisha. But if it's three people eating from a plate, ein hashnayim poiskim b'shvil echad, and one guy stops eating, they're not mechuyim. Ches, I saw them tracha b'pas. A person could do his needs with pas. Right, like what? We'll see. B'ani mila d'loy mamis pei. That's only if you're not going to make the bread disgusting. Avo midi de mamis pei loy. But if it's going to be disgusting, then you can't do it. Hilkoch, ain't samchen bayas a ka'ara. You mean malaya dabar. You should not fill up a plate or a pot or whatever it is. If it's full, she'im yipal ala pas, yimais, that so that if it falls on the bread, it's going to get disgusting. Meaning if you have a plate and you need to balance it, you don't want it to fall or whatever it is. So don't lean it on bread if when the whatever's in the plate will spill onto the bread. It'll make it disgusting. But otherwise, if the bread is not going to become dirty, then you could use it. When you're eating, this is a very interesting chumrah, right? When you eat a cooked food with bread, and the bread is instead of a spoon, meaning you're using, let's say, a dip, right? Or herring. So you want to eat a herring with bread. So the bread is acting as your spoon. You have to make sure you eat a little bit of the bread each time. And then what's left with the bread, eat it. Because if you don't, then you just took bread and made it disgusting in order for it to replace a spoon. Right? So if one's eating bread with herring, and he doesn't like to eat the bread part, he's just using the bread as a spoon, that is considered a bezayin to the bread. Tess. Also, lizard pasta, people makam shen in the messes, you're not allowed to throw bread, even if it's disgusting. Ki azrika hi bezayin. The throwing is a bezayin. Ushar mina ochlin, and other types of food in nemasa na ide azrika, also lizard, whenever it'll get disgusting by throwing it, then it's also to throw it. Avalim ena nemasa. But if it's not disgusting, you're going to egoizim, mekadoyme, like nuts, and similar things like that, then it's mutter. Right? Meaning, because you can't have bizyonis of eichlin. Meaning, the point is that bread is with machmer, and other foods only if they're going to get disgusting. I forgot where I left off. Ain't not unless you're dying by yayin. So you cannot wash your hands with wine, ay b'shar mashke, or with other types of mashke, mishum b'zayin, because of b'zayin. Kishiraya eza aichel munach ala aretz. If you see food sitting on the ground,
you skipped the line, I think.
You did?
Yeah, lo yeshev.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. You're right. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, it took a minute to unmute.
Lo, I don't know why it takes you so long to unmute. Lo yeshev al sak. It's one button, no? Lo yeshev al sak. Right? You can't sit on a sack that has peiros that are disgusting. Meaning, the meaning the you, a sack of peiros, and it will get disgusting if you sit on it. You shouldn't do, right? Ain't neitlin as you die, but yayin, don't wash your hands with wine. By bishar mashke mishum bezayin, or with any liquid because of bezayin. Kshiraya eiza aicha munach ala aretz. If you see any food that's on the ground, sort of like bia, you need to pick it up. Right? And that's all types of food. Right? Now, do you do this in the street? What are you doing in the street? You see some food sitting on the floor. You have to stop and pick it up. So it's unclear why not. So I once saw, I think from Rabbi Yashiv, that if it's in the street, you have no idea what kind of germs are on there. So Mamela, you don't have to do it. But at home, you certainly have to do it. Michael, that's right to a person, is you can't feed it to a behemoth. That's considered a bazillion of oil. So leftovers and all those type of things, you can, even though last night we said if there's a dvar mitzvah, you cannot give it to animals. But regular food, you shouldn't give to them. Yud, im tzarech lasis ezer refuah bepas, oy bishar dvar meichel. If you need to do a refuah with bread or any other meichel, afal pisha nimas bekach mutter, even though it's disgusting, it is mutter. Right? Why? Because of refuah. Now, what about, this is interesting, what about, because this shayla gets asked, these kids make these necklaces. Right, schools make the cereal necklaces and the candy necklaces. Right, is that allowed? So if it's going to make it disgusting, then it's not allowed. But if the kid's taco will end up eating the cereal off the necklace and all that type of thing, then it should be allowed. Then it should be fine. Right? Okay, Yudal. Yizar ma'ayid b'peirur and shalay yizrikim. This is a tough halacha. Right, another one that people are not makbid on. You have to be very careful, even with crumbs of bread. Or it's true that he doesn't even say bread; it just says crumbs. Shalay yizrikim. You shouldn't throw them out. The kashal anius, because it can cause somebody to be poor. Now that you come to beyitneim la'ifus, you gather them and you put them out to the birds. Okay, so now what about nowadays that we throw out bread? Everybody throws out bread.
Do we have the other sima that said you're not allowed to give it to birds?
So that's if it's still in an edible state, but once it's done, then you're allowed to. It's Fakari saying you're allowed to. So what do you do with all the throwing out the bread from the table? So some say you have to wrap it up.
Yeah, Svardin won't throw out bread. They wrap it like double. When they throw it out, they wrap it like double, or they feed it to the birds.
Yeah, so feeding the birds, yeah, but they're throwing it out. I don't understand. People double cover it. I'm not exactly sure where that comes from. What is double covering? Double covering is meant to protect Kedusha in a bathroom, like say, bring a safer. Right, or you double cover for kashrus reasons, but here the main point is not to embarrass it, mamish. So you cover it. Okay, so I'm not sure. Fine.
So if you break it into, if you break it up into crumbs, you can give it to the birds then.
Yeah.
Meaning it's technically edible now.
Right, but if nobody's going to eat it anymore, it's getting old. That type of thing. It's already not. Once it's done with the humans. So then it's done. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Yud Beis. Hashoy Samayim le'yishtu b'fnei rabim el'yapa panav. A person should not drink in public, should turn his face away. U'bashar mashkin, and it's aruch lafech panav. But by other mashkin, you don't need to turn your face away. But it's only by water. Right? Now, what type of liquid? So, what about soda and that type of thing? So it basically, the psak is that if it's meant just for thirst, sort of like we had in we were discussing Sunday morning with the Khamar Medina. So if it's just meant for thirst, that's considered water. If it's more chashuv, then it's not water, and that's okay. So coffee and those type of things, tea is allowed. Okay, Yud Gimel. Ein mistakim b'fnei ha'aychov ha'shoysen. You're not allowed to stare at somebody who's eating and drinking, but not at his portion either. Not to embarrass him. All right. He brings it in the bottom. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's only by a guest who's eating for free. But if it's in a restaurant or something like that, then and people are paying for their meals, so there's no busha. Fine, you dalit. Right? Any Michael Umashka that they bring to a person that has a smell to it and a person desires that food, you immediately have to give him a little bit to the one that's there, to the Mashamish or whatever it is. You got it. I mean, it's a sakana. It's a damaging to a person who sees food in front of him and he wants it and he can't eat from it. Sounds like from here, like, so you're walking in Manhattan, you smell the food. So what you do? Should you spit? So it sounds like from the lashon of the kitzer that has to, you have to see the food. Just smelling the food is not enough, but it doesn't seem like people are makbid on that. But it doesn't seem like people are makbid on this at all. I think the Mishnah Brura brings, or Bi'a Halacha brings, that that's the source, that you feed guests. When they come to your house, you offer them food. Sometimes the house smells good, so you're afraid that this is going to be a problem for them. Tezvav, la'yitin adam lechol, ela lemisha yedeh bai shiyito yada v'yavarech. You are not, this is a very controversial halacha b'zman hazeh. You cannot give somebody to eat unless you know he's going to wash his hands and make brachas. This comes up a lot when you have irreligious people, co-workers. Can you offer them a drink? Can you not offer them a drink? So the Rama says, if you're giving them a Torah tzedakah, then it's allowed. Right? So the Pais can say that Bizman Hazeh, we're makel on this whole thing. Shama Zalman Orbach says that because you're going to cause more animosity if you don't offer them. I'm not sure exactly what changed from the days of the Shulchan Aruch, but it seems like Bizman Hazeh we're more makel. A woman whose husband's not with her, she's not allowed to drink wine. And if she's not at home, even her husband's with her, she's not allowed to drink. So basically, if you go out to eat, so you're not at home, women are not allowed to drink wine. If it was in Sharmashkin or any other alcoholic beverage. Again, something that I'm not so sure people are makbid on. Then, if she's ruggled to drink wine from her husband, then she's allowed to drink a little bit when she's not with her husband. Right? So I'm thinking maybe that extends itself to just like she could drink a little when her husband's not there. So then maybe when her husband's there and it's in somebody else's house, she could also drink a little bit. Certainly not a lot. Okay, Yud Zayin. Also, La'archem Lito Klum Mashiv Neim Lito Biad Benoy Vebita Shabala Bayis. A guest cannot go give some of the food he's been served to the kids of the Balabayas. Right, meaning they serve the guest, and then the kid comes over to the guest and says, "Hey, can you share some with me?" You're not allowed to do that. Why? Kishem Ein LaBalabayis Yosim Mashiv Lifneim. Maybe the Balabayas has no more food. And he's embarrassed that he's not going to have enough. So he gave it to the guest first. But if there's lots of food on the table, which is what we have nowadays usually, then it's mutter because there's no busha. Person shouldn't walk into the house and say, "Give me to eat." You should wait until they offer. You're not allowed to eat from a suda that there's not enough there for the owners. Shazel avak gezel, that's similar to gezel. Afa pisha balabais mazmina lechol imoy. Even if the balabais invites you, who avoin gadol, it's a big avero min advarm shekoshel loshev aleim, and it's one of the most difficult things to do tshuva. Meaning, if you know that a person cannot afford guests, and he comes to you, and he says, come over. You're not allowed to go because he's going to suffer if you go. It's a very hard thing to judge nowadays. Fine. You test last one. Also, lots is makami kani shivar pichas amazon. I get the shayla come out every day. Somebody who leaves and does and forgets to bench. So the asr to leave your place before you make pichas amazon. Mafilu lechas beemtza asuda. The cheder acher ligmar sham sudasa. Even to leave in the middle of your meal to a different room. Aisha yachzer acher kach lekan ligmar sudasa yesh lizar bezeh. Or are you going to come back here? You should be careful. Don't do it. But if you did, whether you finished your meal where you are, whether you're going to come back, you don't have to make hamaitzi. Why? Meaning this is your classic shinui makom, right? When you wash with bread, there's no din of shinui makom. You don't have to make a new bracha. Why? The kimet shekava sudasa ala pas. Since you're eating your meal on bread, even though you change places, that's considered one big suda because bread is a staple and it's the main part of meals. And memela, when you wash on it, until you bench, it's considered like you're extending your meal. But if you're going to move places, then you should at least try and eat a kezias of pas, wherever you're saying birchas hamazon, or at the minimum, eat some bread, aval b'shar dvarim ein hakein. But by other things, it's not like this, and we'll see about this later on. So that's, but for a dvar mitzvah, you are allowed to. So let's say you eat at home, and then you want to go to a sheva brachas, or bar chassidim, they want to go finish the meal by the Rebbe's tish. So that the post can say it's okay, but you should make sure to have a little bit of challah there, and preferably a kezias. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night.
Yeah, was there the same halacha by pregnant women and Yom Kippur where they smell the food, they have to smell it first or something? Yeah. You give it to them?
Yes, if they get a bulmus, anybody gets a bulmus, right? So then, yeah, then you give them to taste. But pregnant women were afraid of al-sakana. Right.
Well, isn't that the same thing we said here? They smell the food.
Yeah. But here you're saying
weren't there steps to do by Yom Kippur? First you let them look at it, then you let them
smell. Yes, then you give them to taste, etc. Yes, that's true. But here we're talking about all you have to do is spit. By her, spitting is not gonna be enough. So she really going crazy.
I hear you. All right. We'll save them.
Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Finish recording.
That one of you outside, you guys.